This is the Wayne Besson Show. Last night's debate was by far the best one, and it was very revealing. First of all, Joe Biden is history. He is done. When you say things like clipping coupons in the stock market, you are not as sharp as you once were. And the greatest indication of future behavior is past behavior, and his past in terms of running for president is coming up short. And we are seeing this again. He's not doing as great in terms of money, and he looks confused up there. He looks like he's had his day. He's not going to drop out right away, but we're going to see a steady erosion as other candidates emerge. Elizabeth Warren is clearly the front runner. She was attacked over and over again yesterday, and some of the punches landed. But let's give her her due. Considering she was under such pressure and was attacked relentlessly, she held up overall. She was fun-loving, tough, smart, but her health care plan is an albatross. And I'm someone who believes in Medicare for All. I actually like her plan and believe in it. I just don't have the faith in the American people. I think Mayor Pete is actually right that we need a public option first. I can see some progressives getting mad at me right now going, that's incrementalism. Yeah, you know what? This is America. I have no faith in the people. We have a population that voted for George W. Bush twice. Even after he screwed up the entire world with this invasion of Iraq, they still voted for him. We have a population that voted for Donald Trump. When Obamacare came out to stop things like people getting screwed over for pre-existing conditions, should have been a no-brainer. Unfortunately, we have too many people with no brains. And Sarah Palin came out about death panels, and they scared the hell out of the American people for how long? And Americans, many of them hated Obamacare, hated it until they realized they were actually on it and they loved it. And now Obamacare went from something that was a political disaster to a political plus. And I see the same thing with what Pete is talking about with the public option. The American people, if they get the public option, they are going to decide they like it. And that is the path to Medicare for All. Start with Medicare for those who want it. And the American people over about a four-year period, because they're a little slow, will figure this out and we'll get everything we want. But if we do it too quickly, I think it's going to be a disaster. And I think that Elizabeth Warren needs to backtrack on this and adopt what Pete is saying. Whether it's better or not is irrelevant. We cannot let Donald Trump win. And I think the public option or the Medicare option, it's a better thing to call it, is going to give us everything we want in the long run. That is the path. And I think Elizabeth Warren really needs to think this through. Furthermore, in a big plan like Medicare for All, there's going to be bugs at the beginning, like there were with Obamacare on the website. Better to start with Medicare for All who want it so you can get rid of those bugs slowly. So people don't flip the hell out about it. And so when you finally are in a situation where everybody realizes Medicare for All who want it is so good they want Medicare for All, many of those bugs are going to be worked out already. Pete Buttigieg. Mayor Pete is on the rise. I believe the race is going to come down against to Elizabeth Warren against Pete Buttigieg. That is going to be the race because Biden is going to fall off the map soon. And Mayor Pete is a viable candidate. He's smart. He's sophisticated. He looks young, but he seems mature. He's got the military background. And one of his great, I believe, assets is he doesn't screw up. And in a race with a lot of different people, it means something to be able to go and not mess up. So I think this guy's on the rise. I think it's going to come down. Two-person race, Buttigieg versus Elizabeth Warren. And I love both of them. And in fact, I think it would make a great ticket in either direction. Probably Warren as the president and VP as Buttigieg. But either way, I love that ticket. Amy Klobuchar, you know, she is still viable, but she's trying too damn hard to appeal to conservatives, and it's turning me off. And I know it's this whole Midwest shtick is going to repel a lot of progressives. It really is. It's a little over the top. It's a little annoying. And it's too transparent. I think people are going to go, you know, she doesn't excite me. And I think that would depress turnout a little bit because that excitement factor isn't there. Bernie Sanders, I think he's done. Bernie Sanders was wonderful to see him. He looked as good as ever. He was in good spirits. And everyone, you know, was real happy about that. But there are a lot of people that like him and Elizabeth Warren the same. And the heart attack gives many of those people a reason to go to Elizabeth Warren without feeling disloyal about it. Tom Steyer, he did okay. He may end up as a VP candidate. Don't laugh at this. He's got the money for someone like an Elizabeth Warren to fund her campaign because she's not taking corporate money. And he's a CEO that can dismantle Trump's business record. It's kind of far-fetched, but don't count this guy out yet. Tulsi Gabbard, I can't stand her. I think she's a Russian troll dressed up playing a Democrat and an Assad shill, whining about regime change. If there was ever a time for regime change, it's Assad who gassed his own people. I can't stand her. I mean, there's a reason the right wing is lining up behind her. People like Steve Bannon and Richard Spencer love Tulsi. Watch out for her. She's a Trojan horse. Can't stand her. Andrew Yang, I don't remember a thing he said. Nobody else will either. Julian Castro, boring as hell and forgettable. Cory Booker, I got a little tired of his debate policing. He's auditioning for VP, and I think Harris needs to start auditioning for it as well. And I think Beto needs to go back to Texas. This is the Wayne Bessent Show. Until next time, see you then.